Let's talk some more about Erica Kirk. I've made a few videos on this channel about Erica Kirk, and she recently held, Turning Point USA did, Erica Kirk did, an event at George Washington University, and Caroline Leavitt was there, the press secretary. And this got a lot of buzz, a lot of people are talking about it. I want to play a few clips and dive in with you. Before we do, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockery channel. I know so many of you have already showed so much support to my YouTube channel, which you can find right down below. I just want to say I really, really appreciate it, truly. And if you haven't already, you can check it out right down there on the Adam Mockery channel, obviously trying to build something big here to push back against MAGA media and a lot of the lies that we hear, especially from a Gen Z perspective. I'm 24. Adam's maybe 23 or maybe Adam's 24. We're like the same age, I think. I'm going to text him after this and ask. Regardless, make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockery channel as we try to kind of build this cohort, this Gen Z channel, getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. We appreciate each and every one of you. Truly, you guys are the best. All right, let's start here again. This was at George Washington University. Here was one of the pictures. I am Charlie Kirk. This is the Turning Point USA here. And then obviously the chairs. George Washington University kind of surprised me, you know, to see GW doing this. Obviously, very, you know, you're paying a lot in tuition at GW. If I was paying tuition in GW and saw this event, I'd be kind of ticked off. But whatever, it's not the point. Let's take a look here at this first clip. Erica Kirk being asked about a lot of the drama recently, obviously, with the Drewski skit that I know so many of you have seen. Take a listen.
Totally. There will be people that are like, did you see what they're saying about you on X? And I'm like, no, I don't have time. And actually, quite frankly, I really do not care. I am actually really busy right now playing Magna Tiles, and that is way more
changing
important.
Changing diapers.
Yes, than hearing the endless onslaught that really is just noise.
So Erica Kirk saying that she doesn't pay much attention to what people are saying on Twitter, and it's a lot of noise. Obviously, again, the most recent drama being this Drewski skit. I'm gonna hit play on this, okay? Because I've watched it two or three times. It's actually kind of funny, okay? It's funny. And again, shout out to Drewski's makeup artist here. Take a look.
Get on your feet, boy!
Raging in Iran.
We're praying for all the soldiers and troops.
That's great that you're praying, but
how about all the kids that died when the USA hit the towers?
It broke my heart. That is the
In what ways have you grown closer to Jesus?
I serve a righteous God. And that is why we say our prayers. We are all his children. But when I say children, I mean like the holy blessed Trinity, which is why I hold the Bible. Sweet cream foam chai ice matcha. And Bella will have all organic pup cup.
Organic?
Yes, everything organic.
Oh, say the star sprinkled banner yet wave. O'er the land of the free.
4, 3, 7. Hannah, you good? 4, 3, 2. Hold your chest lifted. We're gonna lift.
We have to protect all men in America, especially all white men in America. Those are the boys that we care about in this country. America is built on their backs.
So obviously this skit going insanely viral online, like mega viral, one of the most viral videos definitely of the year. And it was never mentioned in the skit that it's Erica Kirk, but many of these actual like things that he's doing or saying are based on real events, especially that last point that the we care about white men. Take a listen.
Don't let anyone disenfranchise you because you're a young man.
especially a young white male man. Don't ever let anyone talk down to you. We need strong men out there.
We have to protect all men in America.
Right, so it's pretty much playing off of that. Again, that is so, it's just like, well, two things. The grammar, white male man, thank you for, I really, huge grammar, big words. But number two, like obviously so just absurd, right? My demographic, the most privileged in society, don't ever have to walk outside and think about my gender or my sexuality or my race in this instance. So, you know, it's called privilege. And America has treated my demographic pretty well for a long time. So I have no idea what Erica Kirk is talking about. Like, don't ever let anybody talk down to you or disenfranchise you. That does not happen to white men, but whatever. Or excuse me. It doesn't happen to white men because they're white. That's the key. Because if you don't preface that, sometimes the conservatives, they get all mad. Anyways, so actually Sneeko reacted to a lot of this. Now, I know I'm just bringing in like all these different characters, but Sneeko, he met with Donald Trump before the election, another big content creator who like talked about how great Trump was, got him elected, now he hates him. Sneeko's also just somebody who really doesn't believe in anything and is just kind of a piece of shit, to be honest with you. Excuse my language, but it's the truth. But again, this is really important stuff. The culture around this stuff is shifting so often. He commented on the fact that Donald Trump told Erica Kirk, as we heard the other day, you know, you should, saying, quote, you should sue him, probably referring to Drewski. Sneeko was upset. Take a listen.
Trump tells Erica Kirk to sue Drewski?
I think he should sue him, but, you know, I told her, you're going to sue somebody. They're so jealous of Erica.
What did Elon Musk say? What happened to comedy? Legalized comedy. It's like jokes. It's just free speech.
Sue their ass off.
Sue them for what? Sue Drewski for a skit? He didn't even say Erica Kirk's name. So rich coming from Trump, who literally became president off of joking about his opponents, calling Ted Cruz lying Ted, making fun of his fat, ugly wife, his words, saying that Jeb Bush is weak, saying that he has big hands and they have small hands. That's exactly his entire campaign strategy. He's posting on Truth Social that people deserve to die that were his opponents, AI videos of black people being monkeys, and then you want to sue Drewski? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was actually really, really well said from Sneeko, but I do want to be clear. Gotta be very careful with these people. Okay, I don't believe that they believe any of this. Okay, they're just watching the culture shift. Or maybe, actually, I think it is possible that they believe this, but how, like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but how dumb in certain ways you have to be to just realize that Donald Trump is a, you just now realize Donald Trump is a raging hypocrite and a liar? Holy. Whatever. Again, these are not our, I would argue that people like, you know, Sneeko, not our friends, but you can see the culture shifting here. And that was very well said. Erica Kirk revealed she hasn't even been paying attention to the conspiracy theories about her and has been too busy with her job again as CEO of Turning Point USA. We also heard from Caroline Levitt here, a very interesting quote about Donald Trump. This one made me laugh. Take a listen.
My advice would be to encourage everyone in this room to try to be the most well-read person in every room that you're in. That was a piece of advice one of my predecessors, Dana Perino, gave to me before I took this job. She said, you always want to be the most well-read person in the room. And I try to be every day. But Donald Trump always is. That man does not miss a story, let me tell you. He's always reading the papers and watching the TV. He doesn't miss anything anyone says in the whole world. I don't know how he does it and consumes it all. And it's a lot. And, you know, you guys are busy, right? You're students. You're working. You're in school. You want to have fun. You want to live lives. You can't consume every piece of news, but before you get really hot and bothered about something or maybe angry or even really encouraged by something, check other sources and then use your best judgment to sort of balance what the truth is. And unfortunately, that's just the way it has to be done.
And when you have that heavy,
I mean, like, of course, wouldn't miss an opportunity there to say Donald Trump's the most well-read person ever of all time. It's actually stunning. He's God. He's Jesus himself. You know, bow down to the king. But also, like, that's just not true. We have so much reporting from different sources that all come to the same conclusion, which is Donald Trump doesn't read. In fact, we learned from his first term that his daily intelligence briefings were often very short, had to be filled with pictures. We've heard this from many of his former staffers. There's one that's on CNN frequently that escapes my name right now, but a senior advisor, I believe, at the time to Donald Trump, who specifically remembers being told, you know, mostly pictures. If you're going to do words, just one page. Like, Donald Trump doesn't read, okay? So that's just, it's a lie. It's not true. Dude, like, needs a coloring book. It's so depressing where we're at. I just thought that clip was hilarious because it's so not true. Let's listen to this next clip here, more from Erica Kirk.
You have that heavy intake of the press, and you're reading all the stories, like you said. As a Christian, how do you guard your heart and mind when you read all of these from all walks of life, all different media types? How do you guard your mind and your heart from letting it penetrate and just really upset you or throw your whole day or just mess with even the internal narrative that you guys have in the admin?
Through prayer and faith. It's the only way to just cover yourself in prayer and in faith. And, you know, faith gives you such perspective that even the worst story or the worst news cycle is just a moment and it's passing. This too shall pass.
Yeah, so a couple things. I'm sorry, I'm just laughing because obviously this administration does not, I mean, they don't believe in any of us. Maybe Caroline Leavitt does personally. In that case, I'm kind of even more confused. Donald Trump, obviously a convicted felon, liable for sexual abuse, liable for defaming the same woman he sexually abused, liable for defaming her again. He literally just posted, what, that's been 13 days now, I think, when he posted, Robert Mueller is dead, a man who previously worked at the FBI, a man who's a decorated veteran. He said, Robert Mueller is dead. Good, I'm glad he died. Like, these are not people who espouse Christian values. But also, it was pointed out to me as I was, you know, prepping for this video. Like, I was kind of thinking, I mean, this is literally the skit. This is the Drewski skit. Like, you know, like, what are we doing up here? What are we talking about? Kind of like, how do we avoid bad news stories? How do you, not let it mess with your day? Prayer. What is going on right now? I have no idea. GW is packed to the brim for Caroline Leavitt and Erica Kirk. The energy is absolutely electric. Gunther Eagleman says this guy on Twitter is such a tool. But the thing is, I'm actually curious, how many of these people actually go to GW? Let's be honest about it. How many of these individuals go to George Washington University? I don't know. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I do read all of your comments. Truly, truly, you guys mean so much to me. Always make me smile. Last clip here. I want to play one more from Erica Kirk, somebody asking her a question. Let's take a listen.
I know that Charlie was incredibly effective at communicating conservative values to young men, but many women my age seem to be moving in the opposite direction regarding like marriage and career. So what do you think needs to change to make the messaging more compelling to women my generation?
That's a good question, Erica.
From the
While
standpoint,
I sit here and think.
From the standpoint of telling them career versus family?
Yeah.
Well, from my experience, before I met Charlie, I did have my own company, but I built it in a way where once I met Charlie and then we got married and had a family, it could run on its own. So I could focus on being a wife and being with my kids. And that was my priority. That was everything to me. I don't think there's a one size fits all. There's single mothers out there. There's people that have different circumstances. I think you really need to pray about where the Lord is taking you. And if you do have a husband that's supportive and you are blessed to be a stay-at-home mom, that's just as much of a massive role and a job as being a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. You are the guardian of your home, and raising your children is the most precious blessing that you could have as a woman.
Okay, I just, number one, that wasn't the question, at all. It was about, how to message, not about what to do. And number two, again, you can let me know what you think of in the comments down below, but is this not, a little bit hypocritical? Just in general, how can you espouse that women should do this, women should do that? We should have a society or a movement that tells women that they can't, they shouldn't work. They should be, They should focus on being at home. But it's constantly the people saying that are working, that are CEOs, that are business owners. It's I don't know. But I'm not a woman, so I'm that's also partly why my position is, I think, I should not be, you should not be involved in this movement, especially not as a man telling a woman what to do. I don't know. You can let me know in the comments down below. Lastly, mind you, Drewski never even said it was Erica Kirk. It has done so much strange damage to this brand, as we have a lot of people commenting on different Republicans that they say look like Drewski, and it's all over the internet. And every time Erica Kirk's there, it's like Drewski, Drewski, Drewski. So very fascinating stuff. Just thought I'd throw it out there, man. The culture is really shifting. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. I appreciate watching this video. Truly, it means the world. Make sure you like down below. Check out my YouTube channel. And I will see you guys in the next video.